Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nyingar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Rough Sleepers, Dr. Jim O'Connell's Urgent Mission to Bring Healing to Homeless People by Tracy Kidder is a narrative work of nonfiction that follows a physician who helped build a model of street medicine in Boston. The book traces how Jim O'Connell and colleagues created Boston Healthcare for the Homeless Program and learned to deliver care in shelters, on sidewalks, and in other places where people live when there is no stable home. Kidder, known for deeply reported stories about vocation and public service, uses O'Connell's work as a lens to examine homelessness as a medical, social, and moral emergency. Rather than treating homelessness as a background condition, the story foregrounds the daily reality of sleeping outside, the fragility of survival, and the gaps in conventional health systems. The book also explores how trust is earned, how compassion can coexist with clear boundaries, and why effective care often requires changing institutions, not only treating individual patients. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, street medicine is a different kind of clinical practice. A central topic is how medical care changes when the clinic is the street. The book presents homeless healthcare as a field that requires the same technical competence as any other setting, but also an expanded definition of what care looks like. Clinicians must meet people where they are, literally and figuratively, and adapt to irregular schedules, missing paperwork, lost medications, and frequent crises. Basic tasks like follow-ups, wound care, or chronic disease management become complex when a patient has no refrigerator for insulin, no safe place to store prescriptions, and no reliable way to rest after illness. The narrative highlights how outreach teams use shelters, vans, and informal checkpoints to maintain continuity, and how relationships become a clinical tool. Trust can be the difference between accepting treatment and avoiding institutions that have previously punished or dismissed people. Street medicine also forces ethical clarity decisions about hospitalization, pain management, and mental health care play out under severe constraints. The book frames this practice not as charity, but as rigorous medicine shaped by reality and guided by respect. Secondly, homelessness as a health condition shaped by systems. The story emphasizes that illness among people without housing is not only an accumulation of personal problems, but the predictable result of policy and institutional design. When housing is scarce, when addiction treatment has long waits, when mental health services are fragmented, and when hospitals discharge patients back to the streets, suffering becomes routine. The book shows how exposure, malnutrition, violence, and sleep deprivation worsen common conditions and create new ones, making emergency departments the default safety net. It also underlines how stigma and bureaucracy compound harm. People may be labeled non-compliant when the real barrier is logistics, and they may be treated as difficult when they are reacting to repeated trauma. Through the work of O'Connell and his team, the narrative points to practical ways systems can respond, such as medical respite programs that offer a place to recover, coordinated care that follows patients across settings, and partnerships between hospitals, shelters, and social services. The broader argument is that health outcomes improve when society stops treating homelessness as an individual failure and starts treating it as a solvable structural problem. Thirdly, building a program that lasts leadership, teamwork, and persistence. Another major theme is organizational creation under pressure. Establishing a homeless healthcare program requires more than good intentions. It demands sustained leadership, credibility with hospitals and funders, and day-to-day operational discipline. The book portrays how O'Connell and colleagues built a team culture that blends professionalism with humility, and how they developed routines for outreach, documentation, referrals, and crisis response. It also explores the role of nurses, social workers, case managers, and shelter staff as essential partners, not supporting characters. The challenges are ongoing staff burnout, limited resources, changing public attitudes, and the sheer scale of need. The narrative conveys how small operational decisions can have enormous impact, such as where outreach happens, how appointments are scheduled, and how the team responds when a patient disappears for weeks. It also highlights the importance of advocacy within institutions, persuading hospitals to adjust discharge practices or to recognize medical respite as legitimate care. The result is a portrait of persistence, where success is measured in reduced suffering, prevented deaths, and relationships maintained over years. Fourthly, trauma, addiction, and mental illness without easy answers. The book treats behavioral health as inseparable from physical health in homeless populations. Many people living outside carry complex trauma, and some cope with substances that both relieve and intensify suffering. The narrative does not reduce these realities to slogans or simple cures. Instead, it shows the clinical and moral difficulty of helping someone who may refuse treatment, relapse repeatedly, or distrust every institution. Readers see how clinicians balance compassion with limits, including decisions about when to push, when to wait, and how to keep the door open after setbacks. This topic also underscores how clinical categories can feel inadequate when someone is grieving, isolated, and constantly threatened. effective care may involve harm reduction strategies, careful pain treatment, psychiatric support when available, and practical steps like replacing lost medications and creating a path to follow up. The book also suggests that dignity is therapeutic. Being known by name, being listened to, and being treated as a full person can change whether someone survives long enough to benefit from longer-term services. The overall message is realism paired with commitment, not moralizing. Lastly, human dignity and the ethics of caring for people society overlooks. A defining thread is the insistence that people sleeping rough are not a problem to be managed, but human beings with histories, loyalties, humor, grief, and agency. The book explores what it means to practice medicine that honors dignity when circumstances constantly threaten to erase it. Clinicians face ethical dilemmas about autonomy and safety, about confidentiality in crowded shelters, and about advocating for patients in systems that often prioritize efficiency over care. The narrative also highlights the emotional labor of this work. Clinicians and staff grieve patients who die young, celebrate small wins, and learn to stay present without being consumed. Another dimension is how dignity intersects with public space. Cities often respond to homelessness through policing or displacement, which can push people further from services and increase risk. By contrasting such approaches with relationship-based care, the book argues that ethical medicine includes social recognition, noticing who is invisible, and building structures that refuse to abandon them. This topic ultimately invites readers to question what a community owes its most vulnerable members and what kind of healthcare system reflects shared values. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want an intimate, practical understanding of homelessness beyond headlines. Health professionals, social workers, public policy students, nonprofit leaders, and anyone who wants to think more clearly about how communities respond to suffering in public. It will also resonate with general nonfiction readers who appreciate character-driven reporting and stories about missions shaped by moral seriousness. The benefit is not only information, but perspective. By showing how illness, trauma, and institutional gaps intersect on the street, the book can change how a reader interprets a person sleeping outside and how they evaluate proposed solutions. It also offers a grounded view of what helps trust, continuity, medical respite, and coordinated systems that treat housing instability as a health emergency, compared to many books that discuss homelessness primarily through policy arguments or statistics. This one stands out for its on-the-ground medical lens and its sustained attention to the details of care. It is worth buying because it combines humane storytelling with operational insight, leaving readers better equipped to support effective programs, advocate for smarter systems, and recognize dignity as a measurable form of healing. If you would like to support Tracy Kidder, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.